Now, he'd say he was an important man, a lot of people would turn out for his
funeral.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The people dressed in black.
Oh yeah. Everybody, women and men,
were in
mourning. I never liked black. I never have had a black dress, and I'm never gonna have one. That blue dress you saw me in that picture, that was my granddaughter liked that blue dress so well, and this is a scrap of it. I tell her, she said, I like your birthday dress so well, you just wear it to my wedding. Wasn't that nice? And I didn't have to buy it, but I bought a dress for several other things, because she was a pretty popular little girl, and I went to several other things, but I'm going to be buried in that dress. I'm going to wear it, but I'm going to save it. I want to be buried in that dress. I don't want to be buried with one that opens in the back. Well, what's old St. Peter going to say if he sees me coming in with my backside showing? Go ahead. What next? Time is running out on you. You got to hear a good sermon tonight.
The disease that children used to get.
Diphtheria. Choked to death. Right.
And what about this disease that made your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice was usually the thing.
When you ate something that didn't agree with you, you had to go out and
vomit.
Okay, other way of saying that is
you
that.
You might have to go and go hunt the pot too about that, the privy, whichever was handy. Because it usually was both ways.
Somebody's pretty bad that way, you'd say he was leaning over the fence doing what?
Well,
if he had too much to drink, he'd go out and...
Yeah, sober him up. Oh, give him some Epicac. That's what they used to give them to make them vomit if they were sick and weren't. Wanted to and couldn't. You know about Epicac?
Uh-huh. You might say, I better get a little fresh air. I'm feeling a little sick.
And faint. I'm feeling a little faint.
They say I feel sick where? Sick?
Sick in my stomach. That you always are sick at your stomach.
Now, when somebody, when you wanted somebody to come over, you know, when y'all were inviting folks to come to your house, you'd say, anytime you can come to your house, we...
We'll be... Any time you come to see me, it'll be okay.
Okay, we'll be what? We'll be...
We'll welcome you, or we'll be at home, or what?
We'll be what to see you. We'll be sure.
Pleased to see you.
Pleased, or would you ever say proud?
Yeah, proud or pleased. Yeah, say proud. If you done something real, whatever you did was real good. Say if you did something real good, say I'm so proud of you.
Well, I'm proud to see you. Or?
Yeah. Yeah, but not, well, proud or pleased either one. Like when my granddaughter finished college, when she's 19, I told her I was just so proud of her.
But proud wouldn't mean the same thing as glad. You know what
I'm saying? No, proud from pride. Proud must be something from proud. Because
yeah.
you're pleased with it, you know. You're happy about something.
But you wouldn't say, well, I'll be, anytime you come over, I'll be mighty proud to see you. Or,
no, I would say I'd be so glad to see you, more than proud. Proud would be pride. Glad would be happy.
When a boy was beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, they'd say he was...
courting her.
Terms or other ways of saying that you'd hear about?
The courting heavy.
Would he be serious on her, or would he be...
Yeah, I reckon so. Let me see what would...
What about if he was... What about if he was real serious?
I know what I would want to say, but I can't get the word right now.
He just started, you know, if he just kind of...
Just lukewarm?
Yeah, they'd say. Okay, he'd call her his...